Michael Groves, Associate Professor of Nursing.
How do you feel about being a finalist for this particular award?
Well, I think that's very exciting. I really didn't even expect the nomination. I think it is an honor to simply have been nominated. There are so many outstanding faculty here at Shepherd that to be picked as the one to be nominated for this year is pretty special to me. And then to be chosen as one of the finalists is even a greater honor. As I've read about this award or this honor, is that it really focuses on teachers at the higher education level, as opposed to necessarily researchers or folks who are mostly engaged in those activities. So it is really focused on what is really the primary mission of Shepherd University, which is to teach people. And so I think that is an important thing in this attempt to recognize a group in higher education whose primary job is teaching that are often not recognized as much. That's one of the reasons that I like working here, is that my time is spent in the classroom with the opportunity to engage in students who are across the spectrum. I teach actually a pre-nursing course, so they are freshmen or sophomore who are pre-nursing students. I coordinate our RN to BSN program, so I work with practicing nurses who are trying to complete their bachelor's degree. And then also at the doctoral level, I teach several D&P courses. So I've kind of run the gamut of being involved with every possible type of student we have. In the nursing program, we have student athletes, we have veterans, we have single parents, we have an age range that goes from true freshmen right from high school to middle age and beyond. I think that those opportunities to spend that much time engaged with students is what I really like about working here.
And why do you like that so much?
Because I think that education is the key to improving our society, and to maintaining our society, and improving the lives of the people in our community. We need an educated workforce. We need educated young people. And I learn as much from my students as I teach them. I am constantly amazed by the ability of our students to adapt to, if nothing else, a global pandemic for the last several years. But really just to persevere through the struggles of daily life. The percentage of our students that are working, that are taking care of children, that are taking care of children and taking care of parents, their ability to persevere and to be resilient makes me want to give them the best possible chance to enter a career that's going to give them really a lifetime of employment. And an opportunity to improve the lives of themselves and their families.